It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday the 10th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. For the last 2 years, it was like ketchup. TV manufacturers kept pouring the two letters 3D over much of their product lines, hoping consumers wouldn't mind the silly eyeglasses required and would love the images that would pop from the screen. This year at the International Consumer Electronics Show, TV manufacturers are pushing ultra-high-definition flat panels that provide sharp images even when the screen is 7 feet across. They call them 4K TVs because one of the frame's dimensions is about 4,000 or 4K pixels long. But 3D? Well, it's still available, says Dana Wallman, senior reviews editor at the tech publication Engadget, who spoke to us from the CES convention floor.
I have seen some 3D TVs, but the 3D aspect of it really seems like an afterthought. 4K is one of the driving themes of this show. Every company that's known for making TVs has come out with a 4K TV.
A couple of devices at CES that caught our attention, a fob for your keychain that sends an alert when you're walking away from your smartphone so you don't leave it in a taxi or restaurant, or iPotty, a training system for youngsters with an iPad dock built into the potty, or SnapGrip, a hard case for an iPhone that gives the camera built into the phone the feel of a dedicated point-and-shoot camera. Digital cameras are instant gratification on a stick. You can see the shot right away. Just like the old Polaroids. Remember them from the pre-digital era? Polaroid film came with a built-in capsule of chemicals that would develop the shot in seconds. Whatever happened to those folks? We caught up with Polaroid CEO Scott Hardy, who is at the electronics show, and he's sounding quite au courant.
Polaroid was the original social network. You know, people would take a photograph, and then they would share it instantly. If you look at how people take pictures today, the main benefit of taking pictures on your cell phone is being able to immediately post them and upload them to your favorite social networks, be it a Facebook or other. And the sad part is there's billions of photos being taken every day, but many of those photos, ultimately, once they're uploaded, they disappear. And what we're interested in is finding those works of art, finding the money shots that people are proud of, that are the true treasures that have the sentimental value, and giving the consumer an easy way to output those photographs onto works of art.
All right, if Polaroid is still cutting edge, what's it showing off in Las Vegas? Among other things, a camera that's really a handheld computer with attachable lenses.
That has the Android 4.1 Jelly Bean operating system, and the benefit of that is sharing, because now you can download your favorite photography apps and be able to use those on the camera itself. And so you can take a picture, you can edit the picture real time, and then you can upload wirelessly without having to take the image from your camera, transfer it to a computer, and then upload it. You get all the benefits and ease of use that you get by using a mobile phone, but it's built into the camera itself.
Samsung and Nikon also have cameras that run on the Android system.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping make professionals and businesses look their best in search results and online reviews. Learn more at Reputation.com.
And before we go, how hot is it in Australia? So hot that the Australian Bureau of Meteorology had to add a new color to its weather maps. According to the Sydney Morning Herald, purple hadn't been used before, but it was used the other day for a place with a record high of 129 Fahrenheit. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.